Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're presenting music from a concert from last summer's Jazzport Townsend during the last week of July. This is Anthony Wilson's Nonette playing the last set in McCurdy Pavilion on the final night of the festival. Anthony Wilson is a guitarist, composer, and arranger, and son of famed band composer and bandleader Gerald Wilson. Anthony represents a more contemporary approach, and he's recorded with a little big band like the nine-piece ensemble we'll hear on this concert, as well as an organ trio with which he often gigs around Southern California. He's also toured with Diana Krall's group. Joining Anthony Wilson on guitar on stage here are Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Jeff Clayton, alto sax and flute, Annette Cohen, tenor sax and clarinet, Gary Smullyan, baritone sax, Jigs Wiggum on trombone, Gerald Clayton, piano, Joe Sanders on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums. The Anthony Wilson Nonette begins this concert with a soul jazz classic Joe Zawinul wrote for and played with the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. This is Walk Tall. You're listening to the Anthony Wilson Nonette in performance at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. They opened the program here with music by Joe Zawinul when he was a member of the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, a tune titled Walk Tall. Anthony Wilson on guitar, Terrell Stafford, Jeff Clayton, Anna Cohen, Gary Smullyan, Jigs Wiggum, Gerald Clayton, Joe Saunders, Matt Wilson. What a great band. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, back to the stage at Port Townsend and Anthony Wilson.
We're going to continue with a song of mine. It's basically, I wanted to write something with a kind of a hymnal character, and it's called Hymn. Hymn number 114. Turn to page 114 in your hymnals.
Thank you.
That was the Anthony Wilson Nonet playing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend last summer, and an original composition by guitarist Anthony Wilson titled simply Him. Once again, here's Anthony Wilson on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
We're going to play a song by one of my favorite saxophonists and composers from Los Angeles, Ben Wendell, from the band Kneebody. And this is a song of his that that just grabbed hold of me the first time I got to play it, and it's called Simple Song. Us in our titles, Him, Simple Song. But it's a beauty. Ben Wendell.
Thank you. Joe Sanders. Anat Cohen.
You're listening to a concert by the Anthony Wilson Nonet on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
This next piece is one of my favorite things ever. I first heard it on a Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster compilation album, and it knocked me out. Beautiful, beautiful, haunting, swinging piece with two of the most beautiful tenor saxophonists ever. And several years ago, I worked with a great, great tenor player named Benny Wallace on a project related to the music of Coleman Hawkins. And we knew as soon as we started arranging music that this would be one of the pieces in the program. This is called La Rosita.
Thank you.
Jigs Wiggum, Anat Cohen, Gerald Clayton.
Very beautiful tune that was recorded back in 1957, originally by Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster together, here played by the Anthony Wilson Nonet in this concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend last summer. Anthony Wilson, the guitarist, and Jeff Clayton playing alto sax and flute, Annette Cohen on tenor sax and clarinet, Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, Terrell Stafford was the trumpet player, and Jigs Wiggum on trombone. Gerald Clayton was the pianist, Joe Sanders on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums in La Rosita. Concluding this program of highlights from this concert by the Anthony Wilson Nonet, recorded during Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend the last weekend of July last summer. For more information on Jazz Port Townsend, see centrum.org/jazz. Anthony Wilson has a number of recordings out with both nine-piece group and with an organ trio, and you can check his music out online at anthonywilsonmusic.com. Our thanks to all the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Rick Chin and Neville Pearsall, who provided house sound, as well as assistance with recording this concert. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production. Before we leave you today, I'd like to remind you of some upcoming events this week, and also the Earshot Jazz Festival, which is continuing through mid-November. Guitarist Bill Frisell, who makes his home in Seattle, makes a number of appearances at the tail end of the Earshot Jazz Festival, including tonight. He will be performing with Ted Poor and Luke Bergman at Jones Playhouse at the University of Washington, just off the University of Washington campus's west edge. Also tonight, Gerald Albright is at Jazz Alley. The Cora Band is performing at Poncho Concert Hall at Carey Hall at Cornish College of the Arts. And at the Royal Room, Lenny Stern's African Trio is playing tonight. Also, Manhattan Transfer's final night tonight at the Triple Door. On Monday, the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble plays at the Royal Room. Tuesday, Steve Smith and Vital Information will be opening at Jazz Alley. J. Thomas Big Band plays at Tula's. On Wednesday evening with the Earshot Jazz Festival, a special event as Omar Sosa's Afroelectric Sextet lands in the Seattle area. They'll be playing at the Kirkland Performance Center, co-presented with the Earshot Jazz Festival on Wednesday night for Omar Sosa. Also next week, Garfield High School Jazz Band at the Triple Door on Wednesday night, as well as Rochelle Farrell opening on Thursday and playing through the weekend at Jazz Alley. Jacqueline Tabor's group plays at Tula's on Thursday night. And Earshot Jazz Festival presents Kneebody in concert at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College. The bass player Jerry Heldman passed October 11th, and there will be a memorial tribute coming up on November 11th at the Royal Room. Jerry Heldman ran the underground Seattle jazz club known as the Langolin in the 60s. People who played there included David Friesen and Gary Peacock, Ralph Towner and Larry Curiel, Nat Adderley, Jay Thomas, Joe Brazil, Carlos Ward, Cannonball Adderley, McCoy Tyner, and Chick Corea, many of whom came into the Langolin for an after-hours jam after playing a gig downtown at Jazz Alley. A memorial tribute will be held at 6 p.m. Monday, November 11th at the Royal Room in Seattle. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.